at the top of Chofei Yamin Aleph. The Gemara has a series of questions here regarding how Kinui in the steer actually works and what the husband's interaction with that is. So the Gemara asks first, the Bailahu, Overetal dat, Tzricha hachra, batzida, ktubata, oena tzricha. This is Mishnah Ksubot, right? The Mishnah Ksubot gives different reasons why a woman can actually lose her ktubah, meaning that the husband divorces her and she loses her ktubah. One of them is overt al adat. As Rashi points out here, it's overt al dat yehudit, right? That means that she's not violating necessarily a principle of das Moshe, which is the beginning of the Mishnah, rather dat yehudit, which is that she doesn't, she's not snua, she goes out beroshah prua, she's tovei bashuk, and medaberetim kol adam. So these are types of things where a woman is acting inappropriately, and her acting inappropriately is mafsid her ktubata. So now the Gemara wants to know, when she loses out her ktubata, in these cases of being over on dat yehudit, is that require hatra'a, or does not require hatra'a? Mi amrina an kevin de overet al dati lo bayi hatra'a, meaning that the mere fact that she is violating dat yehudit, that's sufficient for her to lose her ksuba. O dilma tibai hatra. Or maybe that she requires hatra, dihadraba tihadraba. Meaning that if you warn her, maybe she'll change her ways, meaning that she'll rectify what she's doing, and therefore she's not entitled to lose her ksuba until you warn her. Tashma, so we'll bring it from our Mishnah. Arusa vishomeret yabam, lo shotot, velo notzlot ktuba. Right, so Arusa and Shomeret Yabam don't drink and they don't get their ktubah. Mishtuhu to Loshatya. Right, what we said in our Mishnah, and this is a diak we made earlier in the Gemara, that is that she doesn't drink, and Arusa and Shomeret Yabam don't drink the Mesota. But that is not necessarily true of the Kinui. Kinuye Mekanila. Right, so, but they do give her a warning, meaning that he's allowed to be Mekanim for her. Lamai. Why is he being Mekanim her? Right? Isn't he warning her in order to lose her ktubah? That's what we asked before in the Gemara when we said that she doesn't drink, then what's the whole purpose of kinui and stira? So we said in the Gemara the purpose of kinui and stira was to lose her ksuba. So if she lost her ksuba from being over al dat yehudit without any warning, then what do you need the kinui? What do you need the kinui for? Automatically she would lose her ksuba. So Amar Abaye, well, that's not what we do the kinui for. The kinui is for la osra alaf, in order to make her asur to him. Meaning that will, not only will she lose her ksuba, because if he didn't warn her, she would have lost her ksuba. But now at this point, if he warns her and she violates the warning, they're not allowed to be together anymore. So that's what the purpose of the kinui is. Rapapa amar lahashkota kishin nisua. Rapapa says, no, but you know what we could do? We can use the kinui that was established while she was in Arusa and have her drink, right, once she becomes a nisua. Hidetanya, we have a braisa. Ein mikanin larusa ashkota kishi arusa. You can't be mekane to an arusa to have her drink while she's an arusa. Ava mekanim le arusa, you can do a kinoi to an arusa, ashkota shehi nisua. Right? Then if she has stira after nisuin, then you can have her drink based on the kinoi she did prior to that. So that's what the value of doing a kinoi, right, when she's in arusa, has nothing to do necessarily with losing her ksuba. It's the ability to use that kinoi later on once you are a nisua. That's what Rav Papa says. Rava, so this is what you were mentioning. I'm a Rava. Tashma. Almana le kohen gadol. Gushav chutzal le kohen hejot. Mamzer nital Yisrael. Batisrael mamzer natin. Lo shotot. Venal no tlot tuba. Mishtehu de lo shatya. They don't drink. Ha, kinuni mikani lo. Now, but he can do a kinoi to them. But lamai. Why does he get to do a kinoi then? Ilo osram alav ha-sirim v'kayam. Right? What, you don't have to do kinoi for them to be asur to him. They are already asurim to him. Alav lafsidan iktubatam. So isn't it to lose their ksuba, which would be a proof that you do need kinoi in order to be ma'asid iktubah. So I'm reviewing them idisktura lo. Lo osra la boel kibla'al. To come to restrict the boel to the baal. I mean, the boel like the baal. Meaning that once he gives the warning, the kinui and the stira, then if they divorce, she's not entitled to go marry the boel. Because just like whatever happens with the baal, so too happens to the boel. So just like above we said that if he gave kinui and stira, she's a surah to him, then also she will be a surah to the boel. So it's not. Shem she asura the baal, kach asura the boel. We'll see that in a Mishnah upcoming, that just like she's a surah to the baal, she so too is a surah le boel. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Tashma, Ve'elu Shebezin Mekanin Lahan, This is the people who Beisdin is mekana on their behalf. Mishin etcharish bala onishtata o shayachavush beit asurim. Right, so then these are all types that Beisdin steps in and does the kinoy on behalf of the Baal, because the Baal is either incapacitated or unable to do the kinoy. Below lashkato amru elo the poslamik tubata. What's the whole reason that Beisdin steps in? Obviously not to have her drink, because Beisdin can't create that situation. Elo posla mik tubata, to ruin her ksuba, to ruin the ksuba for her. If that's the case, shmamina by hatra shmamina. So there's a proof. Right, that we need the hasra, we need a certain amount of hasra before you can be mafsik subato. So Mar says, v'kulu my time alo amre, meha. I mean that this proof seems so overwhelming, why not do the other opinions above, the other amoraim, right? We saw a number of solutions suggested by the amoraim, right? We saw Rav Papa suggested is because of when she's in the suah, right? Rava wanted to suggest that we learn it out from the right moms there, Natina, and all the illegal marriages. And then we have Huda who says that also about the Boel Kabal. So now, why didn't everybody use right the reasoning of Rav Chanina Misura? So the Gemara says Dilma Shani Hotam. Maybe Beisdin is different. The Lespa Imta the Baal Klal. That there's a missing component that is usually there, and what's that? Imta the Baal, the fear of the husband, because the husband is not available to us. So if you look in Rashi, what does it mean? The leisva imta the baal in Rashi. V'hi lav to atshuba beitin lo havelan the minkasa. Right, that if Beisdin didn't warn her, there's a possibility that she wouldn't lose her ksuba at all. The kevin leisva imta, right? In tema b'davar imoveret al dat. Right, so that if there's, her husband's not there, there's no one to right ensure that she's acting properly, or there's nobody that she has to act properly for. And that's not considered a pritzus yitzera because the baal is not there. Pritzus yitzera is that even in the face of her husband, she acts in a certain way. Thank you. But a woman who has her husband there and is not fearful of him and his over that pitsuta yeterta itba, that's beyond, above and beyond what is considered normal. So that the face in Beisdin has to step in to recreate, right, or to substitute for the Baal not being there. That normally why she loses her ksuba is because in the face of the Baal she's acting inappropriately. But then, what if you have, if you have a case where the Baal's not there, then maybe her actions are in themselves are not sufficient. And we need Beisdin to step in to recreate what would have been the Baal there. It's created to make it into a pritusa yuterta. And that's what they add. Their warning, their kinoi, is the equivalent of the emat habal. And those two together will create a situation where it should be mafsik tubasa. So in one case, you need the warning to create that. In the other case, without the warning, you have the same situation or circumstance, and she'll lose her ksuba, and therefore it would not be a... it would not be a proof according to those other amoraim. Now the Gemara continues and asks a question. If a woman violates dat yehudit, does the husband have the option to keep her or not? Meaning, do we mi amrinen debekate debekpeda the baal talo rachmona of halokopin? That the whole point of oretel dat yehudit is that that's normally what a husband will be makpidan, and therefore she loses at her ksuba. But here we have a husband who does not care or is not so worried about this. Oh, Dilma came into kapit. Or do we say that since a normal husband will be makpid, then we remove his right not to be makpid? Meaning that's the standard by which all marriages are going to be measured. But a husband is normally going to be makpidan. So Gemara says tashma. So we'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. Ve'elu shebeisdin mikanin lahem. So these are the people that beisdin mikanin lahem. Mishin itkarish ba'alau nishteta. Right? If you say that the husband has the option to keep his wife afterwards, right? If the husband has the option to keep her, then how can Beisdin act on his behalf for something that the husband now may not want? I mean, Beisdin, when we go in and Beisdin steps in their place, Beisdin only step in when they're functioning for the person or behalf of the person to their benefit. We're not going to have Beisdin step in here where they're actually going to be to his detriment. If he has the ability to keep his wife afterwards, then Beisdin stepping in here is going to cause him a problem where he won't be able to keep his wife. So Mar says, no, stama de milsa, kemen dover tel tati, meniach nechale. that in the majority of cases, we can assume that the husband will not be happy with the situation, since in the majority of the cases, the husband will not be happy, based on really acting in a manner that would be, right, in, even though the husband may have the right to keep her, in the general circumstances, or a row of circumstances, based on acting in the way that the husband would want her, want them to act. Now the Gemara continues, Yibailhu, Baal, Shemachal Kin Yuav, Yuav Machul, O Einu Machul. Now, a husband who was mekaneh leishto, right, and then he wants to be machol, he wants to forgive her, he wants to remove the kinui, so that that it won't create problems. Is he have the ability to remove that kinui? So the first thing is, Rashi reads this Gemara, this part of the Gemara is an imtim salomar. He says, imtim salomar overet haladat. That if we come to the conclusion that aver haladat shiratzu lekayimo mekayimo, that you have the ability to keep her. According to Rashi, that's the first stage. The Gemara has now concluded that, or if in Tim Salomar, if you want to conclude that if he wants to keep her, it's optional for her to keep her, now take it one step further. That's Hanimili Belokinoi. That's if he didn't warn her. But if he warned her already and he showed or expressed some sort of kapeda, do we say then that he can remove that kapeda by doing mechila? That's what Rashi reads. It's a step function in the Gemara. The Tosfos seems to, we're going to see the conclusion of this Gemara, and the Gemara is going to, Tosfos is going to say the conclusion of this Gemara also concludes the previous Gemara. So Tosfos, I don't know if he really reads it as an intim salomar, but he says that haba hatalia, that meaning that whatever you, if you conclude in this Gemara that she can be, he can be mochel, then certainly in the case before when she was over that, he can be mekaimo, because there's no kinun. This is even a more stringent case. So I don't know if he literally reads it in Limtim Snor, but if he goes, if you can, in the second case, you can read it, come to a conclusion, you might be able to come to a conclusion in the first case. We'll see that. Mi amrinon bikinui de baal talarachmana of al hamakalai kilikinuyav. The whole way to create kinui stira and shtiyata sota is that the baal warns, right? And he now reversed his kinui. Oh, Dilma came into Kanile Meikara, since he already was Mekanaher, lo Matsi Makale, he can't forgive it anymore. I mean, once he enters into that parsha of Kinoi, he doesn't have a way to reverse it. Or do we say that the whole point is that the husband is in control? He's the one who determines whether it's Kinoi or not. If he can place it, he can also remove it. So now, the Gemara says, Kashma, Be'elu Shebezdin Mekanan Lehem, right, these are the ones that Bezdin is Mekanan on their behalf, right, so that's what you were asking, Shaul. Would we ever have Bezdin take an action that the husband can come and undermine? Meaning that we don't like this, the Gemara in many places mentions this, that we don't want Bezdin to be the word of Bezdin or the vehicle by which Bezdin acts to be able to be undermined by someone else. In that if you have the ability, if a person has the ability to reverse that which Beis Din establishes, then you are undermining the power of Beis Din. It makes it look like Beis Din does not have the final word over here. Because over here, what's going to happen? The Beis Din is going to be Mekane on his behalf, and then he's going to come along and be Mokhalit. So it makes it look as if Beis Din's actions, right, don't have tokef to them, do not have, right, a power that is sustained. And that the Gemara is not willing to accept that we should have the ability, a person should have the ability to reverse the Din of Beis Din. So now the Gemara says, no, we can say the same thing. That in general, we say that a person is going to follow the advice of Beis Din. And that even though there's a possibility that he could be mochel, but under most circumstances, he will not be mochel in the face of Beis Din. And therefore, and with that exception in mind, it's not an undermining.
It doesn't have to refrain from doing so.
But it's not an undermining of the Beis Din's action. Now, the Gemara says, Tashma, well, let's look at this more deeply. We have the Mishnah that when he takes his wife up to the Beis Din HaGadol, they give him two Talmidei Chachamim, Shema Yavoa L'Abaderach, because maybe he'll have relations with her on the way. Right? If you say then that he can be Mochel on his Kinyav, L'Chalei Kinyuyeh, V'Livo. Right? What's the problem now? He can be mochel as kinui and then have relations with his wife. He's osura to his wife. Right? All right. So Tashma, Mosuim lo shnei demes chamim shem avala b'derech. So biyamar to bal shemachol kinav kinui machul lachle kinia livol. What's the problem of him having relations with his wife on the way up to Beis Din? Is that she's now osura to him, and if she's osura to him, and he has relations with her, then he's not b'nikai ish me'avon. Right, the requirement is that the husband must also have a clean slate, and now doesn't have a clean slate when he's back. So he could have a clean slate. You know what he does? He's be mochel on his kinui, and he can be bolo with her. So my shema tell me the chachamim, the Gemira, why do you have to send up Talmidei Chachamim that know? Because they learned the Iboy the Mibal Amilei Achle the Kaniyo Bala. But because before we used to say, what was the purpose of having Talmidei Chachamim, that they give Hasra to him, right? And they can warn him about that if he does this, he won't drink Mesotah, or Tosfos says that he'll get Malkus for this. Now the Gemara says, no. What do we need Talmidei Chachamim? That they are knowledgeable or know enough to tell him that if he wants that, if he's going to have a relationship with his wife, well, first, be mochel first. Before you do that, make sure that you be mochel so there won't be a problem, so you won't have a violation of the Easter here. So the Gemara says, Tashma. So I can bring a proof to this. Right, so the Gemara says that if you think that a bal can be mochel, that can you have libo? Right, why do you need Talmidei Chachamim? So why do we send a Kamar? The Gemara says, by the meibal, I'm really actually the kinyu bala. So the Gemara says that from that case, we can see that what the bal does have the ability, right, to be mochel on his kinyui tashma. Then Rabbi Yoshiya shlushu dvarim sachli ira mi'anshe Yerushalayim. Three things, Zira, from the Anshei Yerushalayim, told me over. Baal, Shemachala Kinoyav, Kinoyav Machul. That a Baal who forgives his Kinoy, that works. He has the ability to be Mochel on his Kinoy. Now Rash Tosla says over here, right, based on this, that if a Baal can be Mochel on Kinoyav, that's Kinoy Machul, then certainly over at Aladat, he can be Mekaimel. Right, I mean that if we give him the ability, even when he's gotten to the point where he's been Mekanahari, that he can reverse that, and certainly if she did it without any warning, and she does over at Aladat, that he can keep her afterwards. The Zakin Mamre, Shirotu Bezdin Cholo Mochlimlo. And Zakin Mamre, who right went against Bezdin, that he's holding in his position negative the Bezdin of Gadol, right? So then his punishment is Misa. So if Bezdin is Mochel him, that they can be Mochel on him and not kill him. Again, father and mother who brought their son to Beis Din because he was a Ben Sorer Morer, they can forgive him, right, for violating their kavod in a sense, and by forgiving him, he will not be punished. When I came and saw my chachamim by the Darom, my friends in the Darom, they agreed to me in two of these instances that you can forgive by kinoy and you can forgive by ben sorer amer, but by zokin mamre, no. Why not? Right? Because in the instances by kinoy abal and the instance of ben sorer amore, those are cases where we're involving an individual. Right? It's a personal issue, and a personal issue, the person, an individual can be mochel and not have the person be killed, and that won't necessarily undermine an entire system. Whereas when you have a zakin mamre, right, and you say you forgive him, right, he's undermined or attempted to undermine the authority of the Beit Din Agadol, and when he undermines the authority of the Beit Din Agadol, then you have a systemic risk, because he is now attacking the system. And when he attacks the system and you forgive him, that's going to open in Pandora's box, in the sense that now anybody can go up against the system, and again, if you forgive him. So in that sense, in that situation, we don't allow you to, right, we don't allow him to be, we don't allow you to be mochel, because we want to establish, right, the power of the Beis Din not to be questioned or undermined. And that's, the system is so important that we don't want the individual here to be forgiven, because that would undermine the greater scope of, or the global scope of what we're trying to accomplish here. Alright, Shema Mina. So for this conclusion, Baal Shemachal Kinyav, Kinyav Machul, Shema Mina. So now we have a conclusion that a Baal can be mochel on his Kinyav, and he, right, therefore, according to Rashi, it's an Imtim Salomar. So if we here we say certainly Kinui works, then again Rashi says Imtim Salomar, then also obviously by Overt Al-Dat, he can be Mekaimar. And Tosu says the same thing, not in an Imtim Salomar, but it's obvious. He says Tisha Nami, from there you can conclude, it's obvious conclusion. Right, that it's certainly he could keep her. So now, Shaul's question, Pliga Bar Rav Acha Ravina. Rakh and Ravina argue about this situation. Chanamar kodim stira machul, acha stira ena machul, like you were suggesting. Show that what? Only before stira should his mechila work. But after stira, why should his mechila work? V'chanamar l'achar stira nami machul, that even after stira, it's machul. U'mistavra.
From the right of the Gemara book, though, in terms of the Talmidei Chachamim, like why you need Talmidei Chachamim, it would seem that it doesn't
matter. Right, but we did have alternatives, so why should you need Talmidei Chachamim? So it's not Araya Gemura, right? It's just a positive. Gemara is able to explain that Mishnah according to this. It doesn't mean that's Mukhrach in the Mishnah.
That's necessarily the reason.
Right, U'mistavra, Tilman Damar Inu Machul. So Gemara thinks it's like Shaul thinks, that it's logical, right, that it's not Machul after stira. Right, mimai, mid the kama hajir rabbanon Rabbi Yosi, because the rabbanon answer Rabbi Yosi the tanya, Rabbi Yosi omer bala ne manelah mikal b'chomer, that our Bala is Ne'eman. You don't need two Talmidei Chachamim to take him up to the Beis Din Yerushalayim, Kal v'chomer. Umad nidah shehi bikaret Bala Ne'eman aleha, sota shehi b'lav lo kosher kein. Right, if sota was only alive, certainly we're going to trust the husband. I'm like, lo. Right, now you can't say that. Yeah, Marta Vidi Dash King Yash Laheter, Tomar Sota Shein Laheter. Well, you have a different case here. Neither in the end will be Mutera to him. Sota will never be Mutera to him. Oh, Viamar, Laka Sira Mokulo, Mishkakalay the Ish Laheter. If he can be Mokal after Sira, then you can come up in a situation where she's Mutera again. He just, he really gets his Yisra's Doka. Right, he'd be Mokal him. So that Yish Laheter. Dibai Machilay the Kinuye, Ubayo. Right, because if he wants to, he can forgive his Kinuyim, and then be Bayo. No Israel here. Ela Shmamina, Bacha Sira in a Machul, Shmamina. Right, so that shows you that what? After Sira, it should not be Machul at all. Meitu Balehem, Achiloshatu, Bechame Omrim. So here we had a Machlokes between Bechamai and Beis Hillel about when the husbands pass away and they're unable to now drink because the husband is not present. What is the din? So Beit Shammai says, well, they don't drink, they get their ksuba. Right? They get their ksuba because we can't be mevarer. Since we can't be mevarer, she gets her ksuba because we don't have evidence to the contrary. Whereas Beit Hillel says, right, o shel tot, o lo not lot ksuba, which we interpret in other gemaras to mean that either she drinks, right, or she doesn't get her ksuba. And since she can't drink, she loses her ksuba. So Mara wants to know, but Mike Kibitz, okay. What are they arguing about? So Beit Shammai saw a star who made the gavot kigavui dami. That a star in general, if you have a star that is possibly going to be collected on, once the star is in effect, it's as if you've collected already. What does that mean? That means that whoever wants to not have the star be in effect needs to bring a riot to the contrary. So in this case, she has a star ktuba, and the land, or her ksuba, there's stuff mishuba to her ksuba. So it's as if she came and collected already on the ksuba. Once she collected on the ksuba, now if you want to remove that from her, you need to bring a proof that she violated the din of sota. We don't have that proof. There can't be mevarer. So she keeps her ksuba unless we can prove otherwise. Right, exactly. So now here, on the other hand, Basil Sabre Star made the gavos, lavki gavu dami. So says, no, when a star is only the gavos, doesn't mean it's already gavui. She has to bring proof. So who's the burden of proof on? The burden of proof is on her. She can't bring proof anymore. She got herself into a bad situation. She can't bring any proof because she can't drink. And therefore she's done it. She loses out her ksuba. So the question is, who's the burden of proof on? That depends on how you view the star ksuba. If the star ksuba is really in her possession already, then the burden of proof is on those that want to remove it, and we can't have any, bring any proof. On the other hand, if you believe the star ksuba is not gavui until she actually comes to collect on it, then the burden of proof is on her to bring the proof that she actually can collect on her ksuba at this point. All right, now we'll just do what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to do a small piece of the gemara. This is actually a question you asked yesterday, Shaul. So you're mechamin to the gemara, but we're going to do a small piece of the gemara. The gemara is then asked from a brisa. The brisa goes almost halfway down the Amud Aleph, and then the sugya finishes up after that. So I'm not going to start the brisa only because it's a massive brisa, and that'll just take us all the way through tomorrow's daf. But we'll just read the first part here. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Ravua, machlokes akara uskena. That the machlokes between the chachamim and Rav Elazar in the Mishnah, whether he, when there's an akara uskena, do we say to him that she can be shota or not shota? In that case, we had a machlokes aval ailonit. Everybody did be akol lo shota, velo no tell it's ktuba. Why is an ailonit not drink? Shenemar, because it says the niktara v'nizra nara. What's the proof? Because what are the two outcomes of possibly drinking the mesota? One outcome is that she dies. The other outcome is that it's positive and she becomes what? Impregnated. But assumption of her becoming impregnated means that she has the ability to become impregnated. And Ilonis is missing, right, the physical ability to have, or the biological ability to have children. And therefore, she never zera zera misha dark lazria yetzuzushin dark lazria. Here, the Ilonis does not have that alternative option. So even though in our Mishnah we have a machlokas with regards to akara and she ain't a ro'ui leleid, whether she could, they drink or not. The Chum says they don't drink. Well, it's just they can, she could take another, right? They can take another wife. He could just have another wife, and therefore his marrying of her is not an improper marriage. And since that marriage continued, they drink. But when it comes to Ilonit, it's missing one of the two outcomes in the Ashkata. So since it's missing one of those two outcomes, we can't have her drink. And even the Rebbe Lezer would agree in this case that she does not drink. All right, we'll stop here.